I remember in my late 20s, it was been in the 90s, I was an emerging young leader, and there was a particular leader in my life that I looked up to a lot. I deeply admired and respected. And this individual had a significant failure in their leadership and in their personal life. And that failure had a profound impact on his marriage, on his family, on his career. And I think about that because recently we've seen again through the headlines and through personal relationships, I've seen a number of people experience failure. And as a leader, I'm wondering, what's the proper response? How do I learn from that? How do I help those around me not be cynical? Because I want to be cynical about leadership. I'm tempted to wrestle with cynicism on this issue. And so I'm wondering, what is the proper response when a leader fails? How do we grow in that environment? Whether the leader is close to us, like mine was in the 90s, or it's a leader that's just in the headlines, I'm wondering how we can learn from that. What's the proper response? Well, the first response I think that's really helpful is compassion. Because compassion is about healing and compassion is about forgiveness. And I believe that compassion is the best response when you feel betrayed, when you feel angry, when you feel violated, when you feel like what that leader has done is unjust and improper and maybe even illegal. Compassion is always a place that's going to lead us to healing. You know, because the fact is that leadership is a body of work. We, as a group of collected leaders, when we're working for the betterment of others, we need to hurt when that leadership body is punctured by the failure of another. And I know that we want to place blame and point fingers and all of that, but let me just encourage you that compassion will lead us to a place, whatever the cause may be, compassion will lead us to a place where we can experience healing and move forward. The second response I think that's really helpful past compassion is critique. And notice I didn't say critical. Critique is about learning from a situation. We want to critique it. We want to learn from it. We want to assess it. We want to analyze it because we want to experience how did this failure happen so that we can ensure that it doesn't happen again. And not only ensure that the failure doesn't happen again, but actually give ourselves a better chance for learning and for growing and for taking leadership to new places. So I'm wondering how we can have critique, be thinkers in a critique, but not be critical. So how do we learn? What do we get from this failure? Many of us aren't going to know the person who failed because it's in the headlines. They're famous, they're popular, and they're out of our reach. And so we're not going to know them up close, but I believe we can still learn. I believe we can still analyze how people insulate themselves, get into isolation, deal with arrogance or greed. They succumb to the temptations that often are afforded them because of their notoriety or their platform or their publicity or the number of social media likes, followers, comments, retweets, shares that they get. As leaders, I think it's really important when we see failure happen around us that we have an attitude of critique so we can learn. Number three, I think it's important that we are careful. You know, as a Christian, there's a particular verse that comes to my mind in Galatians chapter 6, verse 1. Paul is talking about when those around us fail and they sin, they give in. He says that we are to be careful and gentle in how we respond to them. And I think that's really wise because being careful is making sure that I don't put my hope in mankind, that I actually put my hope in Jesus, that I put my hope in the essence of the greatest leader ever. And also, I want to be careful because I want to make sure my hope is in the right place, but I also want to make sure that I don't put people on a pedestal too quickly. I want to see people restored back to their proper relationships more than I want to see them restored back to the proper position. And it's important because we're all susceptible to failure. We're all susceptible to temptation. I don't want to point my finger and say, well, I would never do that. I would never give in to that thing. I don't have the platform they have. I'm not facing the pressures they're facing. You and I are facing our own pressures. And in our own space and in our own way, there is sin crouching at our door, as that Old Testament Bible verse says. Sin is crouching at your door, waiting for an opportunity to come in. And I believe we need to be careful. That doesn't mean passive. That doesn't mean fear-based. It means to be full of care. And that's what we want. And lastly, I would say, not only should we be compassionate, have an attitude of critique, be careful, but I think we need to give a charge. That we need to give a charge to our fellow leaders to live with a lifestyle of accountability. Who really knows you? Who are you able to confess your failures to, so that those little foxes are dealt with early and they don't grow into the kind of failures that demoralize your followers, hurt organizations and institutions, and do real damage to the body of leadership? We need to be responsible to the charge of leadership. Lead with accountability. Lead from a place of healthy, humble, and I would say unshakable identity. So have high humility and have strong, unshakable will. Not pride, but a commitment to a cause that is greater than yourself. That's what I mean by charge. So I think if we could meditate and think about these four things and really ask ourselves, how do I practice compassion? How do I practice critique? How do I practice being careful? And how do I practice this charge of leadership that's been given me? I really convinced friends that if you can give yourselves to that, you're giving yourself and those that look up to you as a leader a much better chance to role model for them what great, healthy leadership looks like. Beloved, that's the kind of legacy we want to leave. So, hey, think about these things. Hope that helps you. Hope that inspires you. Hope that encourages you to be a healthy, legacy-leaving leader. Talk to you soon.